right. I would now like to resume the open meeting of the University of Illinois Board of Trustees. And for all those in the audience, thank you for your patience with us. Sorry if we ran a little over in our executive session. Last Sunday was Veterans Day, so I would like to ask for a moment of silence to remember all veterans and honor the men and women serving in our nation's military at this time. Thank you very much. In terms of board members that are ex-military, I believe Ed, Stuart, Lester, myself, anybody else ex-military? Would any of you like to make any comments?
It's an honor to serve.
One of the greatest experiences of my life.
That's wonderful to hear, Lester. Thank you. All right. Now we have special guests. I'm pleased to invite the ROTC Color Guard to present the flags and to introduce Captain Deanna Love to sing the state song for us. Captain Love is a native of Chicago. She entered active duty service in November 2008 at Fort Jackson, South Carolina, and commissioned through Officer Candidate School in May 2009 at Fort Benning, Georgia. Captain Love currently serves as an assistant professor of military science at the University of Illinois at Chicago. Captain Love's military awards and badges include the Bronze Star, and my recollection from the Air Force is Bronze Star is awarded for meritorious service in a combat zone. The National Defense Medal, Afghanistan Campaign Medal, One Star, Global War on Terrorism Service Medal, Army Service Ribbon, Overseas Service Ribbon, NATO Defense Medal, Air Assault Badge, and Parachute Badge. Captain Love is the proud parent of one son, and members of our color guard are Jason Lewandowski, Steph Jaramillo, Justin Arroyo, and Jacob Madison. Welcome all.
By thy rivers gently flowing, Illinois, Illinois, o'er thy prairies verdant growing, Illinois, Illinois, comes an echo on the breeze, rustling through thy leafy trees, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois, Illinois, and its mellow tones are these, Illinois. Not without thy wondrous story, Illinois, Illinois, can be writ thy nation's glory, Illinois, Illinois. On the records of thy years, Abraham Lincoln's name appears. Grant and Logan and our tears, Illinois, Illinois. Grant and Logan and our tears, Illinois.
Wonderful start. So now I would like to ask President Colleen to introduce the university officers and the Senate observers who are here as our guests.
Thank you, Chair Coritz. At this time, I would like to introduce our treasurer, Lester H. McKeever, Jr., a partner at Mitchell Titus Law Firm in Chicago. Also, we have Chancellor and Vice President Michael Amaridis from Chicago, Chancellor and Vice President Robert Jones from Urbana, Chancellor and Vice President Susan Cook from Springfield, and our other university officers and staff, University Counsel Thomas Barrows, Vice President, Chief Financial Officer, and Comptroller Avijit Ghosh, Executive Director for University Relations Thomas Hardy, Vice President for Economic Development and Innovation Ed Seidel, Secretary of the Board of Trustees and the University Dee Dee Williams, Executive Vice President and Vice President for Academic Affairs Barbara Wilson. Then representing the University Senate's Conference and the Urbana Senate, Gay Miller, Professor, Department of Pathobiology, College of Veterinary Medicine, Urbana. Representing the Chicago Senate, Michael Strussio, Richard and Lone Hill Distinguished Professor, Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering, and Richard and Lone Hill Department of Bioengineering, College of Engineering in Chicago. Representing the Springfield Senate, Anne Straley, Associate Professor, Department of Communications, College of Liberal Arts and Sciences, Springfield. Representing the academic professional staff, Mary Berta, Business Manager, Department of Occupational Therapy, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago. Joyce Tolliver, Chair of the University Senate's Conference and Associate Professor, Center of Translational Studies, Department of Spanish and Portuguese, Urbana. Nicholas Babulis, Edward William and Jane Mark Gutskell, Professor, Department of Educational Policy, Organization and Leadership, College of Education, Urbana, and Catherine Vincent, Associate Professor, College of Nursing, and Chair of the Chicago Senate Executive Committee. Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, I'd like to start with a special and bittersweet thank you to our three colleagues on the board whose terms are expiring and who are attending their final meeting today. Collectively, Chairman Coritz, Trustee Montgomery, and Trustee Fitzgerald have shared their time and talents to guide the U of I system for nearly three decades. And I speak on behalf of the entire University of Illinois system, faculty, staff, students, alumni, stakeholders of all types. If you add up all the years of service, you've got to add in 100 years to that account for the time that Chairman Coritz and Trustee Montgomery have been part of the U of I family as students and as loyal, connected alumni. Each has left their own unique imprint on our system and on those of us who have been lucky enough to learn from them. Trustee Fitzgerald has been a member of the board since 2013, sharing legal insights that helped us look beyond the present and take the lead in important areas such as employee background checks to ensure safety of our students, faculty, and staff. Chairman Coritz has served since 2009, the last 2 years as chairman. Throughout, he has worn his alumni pride on his sleeve and has been a champion for always reaching higher to build on the excellence of a university system means so much to him, and so much that four of his children followed in his footsteps. Trustee Montgomery is our most senior member, serving since 2007 to help lead the university system where he learned his undergraduate and law degrees over 60 years ago. Truly a trailblazer who has brought his lifetime of experience to the table to always remind us about the importance of access and opportunity, to make sure that our students, our faculty and staff, and even the vendors we hire to match, do match the rich diversity of our state. We will plan a celebration to honor all you have done to continue the U of I system rise as a global leader in education. Thank you. In the meantime, please accept my thanks and our deepest thanks for your service.
Thank you. Very kind, Tim. Thank you.